As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moonday, December the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, some of that today. Hard facts, we try to go there as well. And when we can find them and where we can find them, we bring in workable solutions into the mix as well. But if you cannot remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. We'll be visiting with the email box a little bit this morning at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and our archives are carefully stashed away for you on the oraclebroadcasting.com network. Precious metals open higher today. Bernanke confirms more Q&E and low interest rates. We'll talk about that. UN Copenhagen. COP 16. It's always COP. COP this, COP that. It's the Committee of Parties. UN COP 16 Cancun, nuclear power for India, austerity and debt for America. We'll go there as well. Anthony Seebach, legal positivism in American jurisprudence. Carol Quigley, the evolution of civilizations, and so very much more. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go in and look at our market report for this morning, Monday, December the 6th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago found gold trading off $2.70, up from its Friday closing at $1,411.80. That's right, $1,411.80 at the opening bell this morning. Silver up 29 cents at $29.57 an ounce, closing in on that $30 peg for silver. Platinum off $8, but yet at $1,717, and palladium off 11, yet still up $756 a troy ounce for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,409.40 for a low, $1,420.10 for a high. But at $1,411.80, your gold is up year to year $197 an ounce for a 16.22% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, you can find their website at lbma.org, set the price at $1,411.50. We're 30 cents above that an hour ago. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, December the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, you can log on, bookmark our chat room, becomevocallocal.com. Jump in there with all the active chat already happening. Let's go back and close out our market report. Again, active trading out of New York City is a 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. An hour ago, found gold trading off $2.70 an ounce at $1,411.80. Silver at $29.57, up 19 cents in early trading. Platinum off $8 at $1,717. Palladium up to, off 11 as well at $756. I remember when we were all wondering whether we'd ever see $500 palladium, and well, $756 later. Lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 1409.40, now trading on the high side of $1,400, folks. For a low, $1,420.10 for a high. Will it continue to drive today? It's possible. Keep your eyes peeled on silver, too. Will we touch 30? Maybe later in the day. London Gold Fix this morning. Boys in London set the price at $1,411.50. We're trading up from that. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend virtually unchanged at 1,298.03 metric tons of gold in their treasure chest, valued at these bullion prices at $58.57 billion, waiting for a nanosecond electronic trade and crush the market. And anytime, watch out for that spider on the corner up the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 20 at 11,382. The NASDAQ up 12 at 2591. And the S&P 500 closed Friday up 3 at 1,200. 225. Crude oil this morning, talk of the town, crude oil off 20 cents at $88.99 a barrel. Everybody talking $100 crude now. Watch out, going up. You got to fill up your heating oil barrels. You better get them filled up now while the prices are still affordable. They're going out of the sight in Europe. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the USDX up 72 basis points at 79.87. It's funny. A big move in upward in the USDX and an infinitesimal move down in gold. Well, anyway, it's no longer pegged. The Forex this morning, the Canadian loonie drops 36 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents, nearing parity once again with the U.S. bucks. The Mexican peso off 43 basis points. It's red ink all across the board in the Forex market on account of the move upward in the USDX, but the Mexican peso this morning loses 43 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 8 cents. Your multiplier, if you happen to be going to Cancun this morning, is 12.3857 Mexican pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 118 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. buck at 133. The British pound off 70 basis points at $1.57, and the Swiss franc off 114 basis points and yet still above the U.S. dollar at $1.02. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, that's your U.S. Treasuries, the two-year yield is at 0.44%. The 10-year, very strong at 2.96%, and the 30-year at 4.28%. Of course, that impacts your mortgage market, where we find in the 15-year fixed mortgages this morning, continuing the upward drive in mortgage rates, moving up from 3.62% a month ago to 4.05% this morning. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, big move here this morning, 4.24 a month ago, up to 4.70% this morning. We're going to see 5% interest rates on mortgages soon? I think so. The prime rate at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio is 47.74 troy ounces of silver. It'll get you one troy ounce of gold. Let's go into that economic calendar and take a look what's coming up this week. This week is pretty good. Today is pretty lackluster. Lacker is going to speak at 12:30. A four-week bill announcement, three-month bill auction, six-month bill auction, etc. Not much happening today. Lacker is going to speak, and then the Treasury is going to strip at 3. So we'll all just sit in the bleachers and watch as Ben Bernanke drops his shorts. The ICSC Goldman store sales will be out tomorrow. The Red Book, the four-week bill auction, a three-year note auction, and consumer credit. We'll look for that. The big day this week coming again is Thursday, where we'll have the jobless claims out, wholesale trade, the natural gas, the three-month bill, and so on and so forth. Big day on Thursday. Not much else happening between now and then, so we'll have to wait for that. Kind of rather interesting kind of a sidebar here. Just a little bit out of a chat room. Actually, this is out of the off my email basket. Interesting thing brought to our attention. CUSIP. Never heard of it before. I'm glad it was brought to my attention. Another word for our economic, what do you want to call it, a glossary dictionary, our economic dictionary. CUSIP, C-U-S-I-P. What is it? The definition is the Committee on Uniform Securities Identification Procedures. I'll say that again, CUSIP, C-U-S-I-P, an acronym for Committee on Uniform Securities Identification Procedures, the committee which supplies a unique 9-character identification called a CUSIP number for each class of security approved for trading in the U.S. to facilitate clearing and settlement. These numbers are used when any buy and sell orders are recorded. Of course, it helps if you happen to own this business and you can make money on it. The acronym CUSIP historically refers to the Committee on Uniform Security Identification Procedures. You might think about this MERS process, securities, so the credit default swaps and all of that bundling that went on. Was a CUSIP number assigned to all these various instruments when they were traded? I don't know. Interesting idea, though, but CUSIP was founded in 1964. Not something that happened last week. During the paper crunch in Wall Street, the 9-character alphanumeric code identifies by any North American security for the purposes of facilitating clearing and settlement of trades. The CUSIP distribution system is owned by the American Bankers Association and is operated by Standard & Poor's. And we had Standard & Poor's giving those phony ratings, et cetera, et cetera. The CUSIP Service Bureau acts as the National Numbering Association for North America, and the CUSIP serves as the National Securities Identification Number for products issued by, from both the United States and Canada. So there's much more to know about CUSIP and all of that nonsense. So let's go over there, go over here, go down here. Let's go over here and take a look at some of this news over here. I'm having some problems with the websites these today, and have actually had them on Friday, too. It seems that on the Bloomberg website, I don't know about your computer, but on mine, it never completes loading the pages. It just sits there and spins and spins and spins on and on. But anyway, kind of coming around the horn there to try it a different way, which we can do. On Bloomberg this morning, crude oil trades near a 26-month high on bets that the Fed stimulus will spur demand. What's this all about? Grant Smith writing for Bloomberg, New News. Oil traded near its highest in 26 months. On speculation, that's speculators again, that the U.S. may extend stimulus measures, bolstering demand in the world's largest consumer of crude, okay? Again, we're always having to deal with the speculators in the commodities market. They just don't want to leave us alone. Anyway, crude rose as much as 0.6% today after Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, opened his mouth. We'll find out what he said right after this.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back to the article here off of Bloomberg, again, in regards to oil trading near its highest in 26 months on speculation that the U.S. may extend stimulus measures. Bernanke opened his mouth and the markets went to hell. Crude rose as much as 6% after Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke said, and we could just call him the Bernanke, said the Fed, the Bernanke said the Fed, may expand bond, the bond purchases beyond the $600 billion announced last the month. While in Europe, colder weather boosted demand for heating fuel. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that just precious? Yeah, that's right. Got you over a barrel, and they're giving it to you in the bottom. Hedge funds increased bullish bets on oil by the most in 8 weeks on signs that the global economic recovery is gaining pace. Data from the regulators showed for the week to November the 30th, right? They know that it's all driven by demand. We know that it's all driven by demand. But when you need them, you know, the fuel at a reasonable price, they jack the prices through the roof. That's the problem with OPEC. Oil is up for many reasons, including the Fed comments. Maybe he should shut his mouth. Overall market optimism. Show me an optimistic marketeer. And geopolitical worries. Now there's truth and speculative activity. And that is truth indeed, said Eugene Weinberg, the head of the community's research at Commerzbank in Frankfurt. Crude for January delivery gained as much as 57 cents to $89.76 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Part of the problem, electronic trading. Nobody has to stand out in the cold and bid on those barrels of crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. That is the highest intraday price since October the 9th of 2008. The contract was at 89.21 at 12:43 local time, recouping earlier losses that reached 63 cents and continuing. Hedge funds and other large investors increased their bullish bets on oil last week as prices climbed. The funds boosted so-called net long positions, blah, 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 sentiment, not so bullish. $90 a barrel is now like a magnet that the bulls in the market want to break through, said Victor Shum. We could say Victor Shum, senior principal at energy consultants Pervin and Gertz Incorporated in Singapore. Quote, these days, the sentiment is so bullish that any bad news on the economic front can't hurt the rally in oil. So just watch as it continues to go up. But oil rallied after Bernanke said a return to recession, quote unquote, doesn't seem likely. Hey, man. Tell me when that recession ended for you, Benjamin, in an interview broadcast yesterday on CBS Corp 60 Minutes. Now, I get my email box was just overflowing. Everybody was rushing to let me know that Bernanke opened his mouth and said foolish things again. And we'll find out more about that in a moment. But still, unemployment may take 5 years to fall to a normal level, he said. Don't anticipate getting a job anytime soon, folks. They've experted, outsourced all of the jobs in this country, and they ain't coming back. So you better find some craft to do at home. Crude advances abnormally cold weather in Europe, push heating prices higher to the highest in more than 2 years. Gas oil or heating oil, futures for December, blah, blah, blah. The cold weather in Europe. What happened to that global warming thing, Al? The cold weather in Europe has helped squeeze out. You probably noticed that it's quieter now in my studio. I finally was able to turn off the heater in here because it was freezing cold. The cold weather in Europe. They're meeting in Cancun this year, you know. They wouldn't want to meet in Seattle, or they'd freeze their butts off. The cold weather in Europe has helped squeeze up distillates demand, and that is supportive of stronger prices. cognitive dissonance? I'd say so. Widespread snowfall? Climate change, here you go. The earliest widespread snowfall in the UK since 1993 has frozen over roads, disrupting traffic with icy weather likely to last until at least December the 8th. The British Weather Services said last week. Temperatures from the U.S. Midwest, that would be right here in Sweet Home Exeter, to the Northeast will be lower than normal from December the 8th through December the 16th. I'm breaking out the long underwear and wool garments. Oil in New York is approaching a level observed by technical analysts as a point where the rally may stall. All based on the Fibonacci sequence. The sequence of numbers was identified by the Italian mathematician Leonardo Fibonacci in the 13th century and is used to predict points where prices may rise or fall. Well, there is that to consider. Let's go back over here, do this clumsy little scene here, pick up that over here, climb over here, and go there. A little slower, but it still works. We're just, you know, doing what we can to keep it flowing here on Become Vocal Local. Climate talks inch ahead as the EU and Australia see a step forward on emissions. Alex Morales and Kim Chipman writing for Bloomberg. The United Nations made headway at a global warming talk as the European Union, Australia, and Lesotho. Now, who can find Lesotho on a map? I know where it is. I'll give you a clue. It's right close to Togo, and Togo and Lesotho make up the bottom ring of nations on the continents. But nevertheless, the United Nations made headway talking with Australia and Lesotho. Wow. I don't know whether their ambassadorial staff perhaps paid a little extra to get Bloomberg to mention them in a news article. The set of text sketching out a compromise between rich and poor nations. Well, they hit the poor nations right square on the head with Lesotho. Should have added Togo just to underline it. And poor nations on limiting greenhouse gases was a step forward. The proposal, which suggests options for ministers meeting in Cancun, Mexico, calls on the world to limit temperature increases. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The ignorance and the arrogance and the audacity of these ministers meeting in Cancun. They should all go out on the dias, right? And raise their voices to the heavens and demand that temperatures should stay 2 degrees below Celsius for some period. Anyway... Mexican President Felipe Calderon and Venezuela's communist Hugo Chavez and Evo Morales of Bolivia will be among the 25 leaders at the talks. Ricky, I'm home. That you, Lucy? The pieces of the puzzle are now known. Peter Wittok, a Belgian envoy who speaks for the 27 members of the European Union, said yesterday, quote, the coming weeks will be decisive in piecing them together. Many of you took the time to read over the weekend, the draft document that they're working through for COP16. You might notice, you might understand a little bit more where this article and others are going to go in the days ahead. Not everybody's on board with this document. It's pretty loosey-goosey. There's no commitments. And the little guys like Lesotho and Togo are not too happy about the open-endedness. The comments at an open meeting of the delegates late last night raised the chance that envoys from 195 nations can bridge differences about a package to curb global warming, after Brazil, China, and India led developing nations in voicing concerns about the lack of ambition for the talks this year. I mean, I don't even know how we can continue to talk about Brazil, China, Russia, and India as developing nations, can you? They're driving everything. The whole economy is in their lap. Wow. And they're developing all right, but they're developing with your money and mine. Since negotiations in Copenhagen collapsed without a new legally binding agreement in December, UN officials have scaled back the scope of their talks. Well, we'll be right back.
Look looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article out of the Bloomberg website as regards to COP16 down in Cancun. Cancun, the draft text provides a good basis for negotiations, said Gordon Shepherd, head of the Global Climate Change Initiative at the environmental group WWF. WWF. World Wildlife Federation, Gordon Shepherd. Quote, what is missing is a clear and formal recognition that there is a significant gap between current pledges and the goal of limiting temperatures. You know, you'd think they were doing Jerry Lewis telethon here. What is missing is a clear and formal recognition that there is a significant gap between the current pledges and the goal of limiting temperatures. I hope they're not pledging your money and mine. Divisions also remain. Bolivia's envoy, Pablo Solon, drew loud applause when he called the text unbalanced. Ah, that's right, unbalanced. He just took a couple of lead weights on the corner someplace and listed a series of grievances his delegation had with it, including the lack of effort to curtail temperature gains more quickly. Quote, this paper lacks sufficient ambition for the urgent protection of islands and the world in the context of the threat of climate change. That's right, baby. All those oceans, you got to watch the rising ocean level. It's going to put all those little island countries underwater. Of course, most of Texas and large quantity of Florida will go underwater at the same time, not to mention all of our coastal areas if they have a 12-foot rise in sea level. I don't imagine that's going to happen anytime soon. It requires more work. U.S. position, the U.S. delegation's chief, Jonathan Pershing, said the document isn't yet complete. Selwyn Hart of Barbados said more detail is needed on institutional arrangements that would help the most vulnerable nations adapt to the effects of rising temperatures. The paper lacks formal status and is separate to a formal negotiating text that delegates worked on at their last meeting in Tianjin, China, in October. Quote, "It's time for us to change the mode of our negotiations," said Ian Fry, the envoy from Tuvalu. Tuvalu, Tuvalu, you're going under the water. "We, quote, now have to take ownership of this document and have it as a negotiating text into which parties can put their views." Wow. One issue that has threatened progress is the fate of the Kyoto Protocol, the current emissions-limiting treaty. Japan has said it refuses to accept commitments beyond 2012 when current ones expire. Of course, at that time, Nibiru will crash into the North American continent, ripping the ground up and, I don't know. Can't believe that kind of nonsense. "We need to redouble our efforts. Mukahana," actually it's Mukahananana. Mukahananana Sangari said. He did. He said it. I don't even know if it's a he. "The work ahead requires important compromises. Options included Obama, when, and who, and how." And that's all there in the news. Let's go over here and try again, carefully and craftily, selecting another recently closed tab, and see if we can get this one. Yes, here it is. Sarkozy in the news. That's right, Sarkozy's in the news. He's pushing for Areva, a nuclear reactor deal to meet India's power needs. Now, see, India's got their head in the right place. They're not involved in Don Quixote's windmills and Solari Solan, Javier Solana's solar insanity. Nope. France and India signed an agreement that allow Areva SA to build two nuclear reactors for $9.3 billion to help meet soaring energy demands in Asia's second fastest growing major economy, right? I want to just take a sidebar and just have you think about how many hundreds of thousands of these windmills are going up all over the globe. And with every one of those windmills comes a service contract. Of course, that will produce green jobs as people drive around in pickup trucks by the horde, and they go from windmill to windmill, tilting the windmills and replacing leading edges on rotor blades and bearings and that sorts of thing. Maybe I should pull up that. I'll try and pull that up. And we'll take a look at a little bit more of that. But there are these maintenance contracts that go with it. You know, the more moving parts on something, the more often you'll have a breakdown and the more maintenance will be required. And so as we move forward with hundreds of thousands of these windmills, some of them many miles offshore, so that you have to go around in boats to do your repair work and things like that, we're building a nightmare of maintenance expenses going forward, as they say. I wonder what a solar farm would look like after a hail storm. Well, hail Bob. Hail Bob, all hail Bob. French President Nicolas Sarkozy told reporters at a joint press conference with Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh in New Delhi that there was, quote-unquote, no limit to the country's nuclear cooperation. Can't get that with Iran, but we can do it with India, right? And that today's pact, the first between the new two nations, that would be France or France, and India, would eventually be expanded to six reactors. Quote, "We propose a total partnership for the civil nuclear sector," he said. Today's agreement in Areva's biggest, or so-called evolutionary pressurized reactor. See, they've got this new design coming on board. Evolutionary, or evolutionary pressurized reactors since 2007, the sale of two units to China. China's in bed with these guys, too. The company lost a contract in 2009 to supply four of the reactors to the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, the emirs, the seven emirs that make up the UAE, United Emirates, a deal eventually won by a South Korean consortium. The UAE, the United Arab Emirates, they're Dubai, you know, they're doing it too. They're going nuclear. Sarkozy, who is, but we can't do that for Ahmadinejad. I can't do that. No, they're terrorists, right? Sarkozy, who is in India with a group of 50 business leaders, including Dassault Aviation's S.A. Charles Edenston and MBDA's Antoine Bouvier, also targeted defense contracts, including the refurbishment of Indian jet fighters and missile sales. Singh said he would support France's agenda for its chairmanship of the Group of 20 Nations. Little quid pro quo going on there, buying votes for France's chairmanship of the G20. We did not come here to visit a big client like we were big suppliers, Sarkozy said today, strutting his stuff and jutting his chin. We came to visit a partner. Yeah, that's right, our global trading partners. Areva, the world's biggest nuclear power builder. Why didn't they say that about GE or somebody here in this country? I thought we pioneered this technology. How come we're not the world's biggest nuclear power builder? We'll work with the Indian companies to prepare for the construction of two reactors from early 2011. Doesn't sound like they're too concerned about Nibiru or Planet X coming anytime soon. Chief Executive Officer Anne LaWagner told reporters. She said the contract will also include the supply of uranium fuel, which will be worth about 7 billion euros. You know, they'll sell them the motor and then supply them with the fuel. Things moving. Areva's civil nuclear energy project at the Jaitapur site south of Mumbai. They had that terrorist attack at the hotel, wasn't it? Passed a key hurdle when India's environmental ministry gave its approval on November the 28th. India plans to add 60,000 megawatts, that's a couple, of nuclear power capacity in the next 14 years, a third of the current total output, to address power shortages. They're not adding windmills. They're not adding solar panels. They're not adding tidal-generated wave power. No, no, no. They're going nuclear 24/7, 365. Deliver the goods, baby, and let's turn on the heat. Quote, the signing of this agreement is good in that we've been able to get things moving for the nuclear business in India. Nuclear will be a big part of India's energy. Can't get Israel to understand this. Iran wants to have nuclear power, not nuclear bombs. Israel likes nuclear bombs. India and Iran want nuclear power. Get it through your head. Nuclear will be a big part of India's energy future, considering rising prices and protectionism, uncertainties around oil and coal, and this deal is an encouraging sign. Right? Want to get off the fossil fuel dependencies? Build nuclear power. India won access to atomic fuels and technology in September of 2008. Well, there's that article.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
to see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others. Go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
And so back to our discussion here of a variety of different topics in the news basket this morning. Architecture of a modern wind turbine. Went in and did a little bit of research on these things. Came up with a rather good article. Actually, it's quite illuminating. But what I put in and was searching for were the schematics, schematic diagrams of wind turbines. Either they be by Vesco or any of the other major manufacturers. This one brought up a rather interesting article. Architecture of a modern wind turbine. Many developments and improvements have taken place since the commercialization of wind technology in the early 1980s, all right? So it really started picking up steam back, well, I shouldn't say steam, that's what we do with nuclear. They started picking up wind, they started blowing farts in the wind back 30 years ago, all right? But the basic architecture of the mainstream design has changed very little. All right, you hear that? Technological advances in 30 years. The basic architecture of the mainstream design has changed very little. Most wind turbines have upwind rotors and are actively yawed to preserve alignment with wind directions. And then it continues the typical nacelle layout of a modern wind turbine. The three-bladed rotor proliferates and typically has a separate front bearing, and that front bearing is important, all right? If you could see this thing, you'd understand why it's so important. But this huge rotor rotates on this one front bearing, all right? And it's that front bearing that needs to be replaced over and over and over again with low-speed shaft connected to a gearbox, all right, that provides an output speed suitable for the most popular four-pole or two-pole generators. And that gearbox is important, too. That's another great place for things to go awry. But typically, bearings and races and gears just wear out slowly in time. And if they keep it well lubricated, if it's a sealed lubrication system, it should give serviceable operation for quite a while. This general architecture is evident in Figure 3-6. Commonly, with the largest wind turbines, the blade pitch will be varied continuously under active control to regulate power in higher operational wind speeds. And so, in other words, the faster the wind blows, actually, wind doesn't blow, it sucks. Like Goldman, they suck. All right, wind doesn't blow, it sucks. It sucks from one place to another. But anyway, the faster the blades rotate, then it's just like feathering the blades in an airplane engine. You move the attack angle of the blade, okay? And so you've got rather complex action going on inside these huge propellers, the rotors, as well, places for things to go wrong. And we all know how that works. If it can go wrong, it most often will go wrong. Support structures are most commonly tubular steel towers tapering in some way, both in metal wall thickness and in diameter from the tower base to the blade top. Okay, so we've got massive amounts of steel going on in here, plus composites and other things, the rotor blades, but massive amounts of steel and cast iron. You know, then there's the concrete down below and all the rebar and all the electrical connections on every single one of these. And as Vicki Davis has taught us about systems theory, you want to get rid of redundancy. But no, we're not getting rid of redundancy. We haven't learned anything in history. What we're doing is we're creating redundancy. We're creating the potential for an endless nightmare of maintenance going forward, as they like to say. That would be your green jobs, tilting at Don Quixote's windmills. Huge, huge, huge things. Huge castings going on here. Enormous amounts of pressures going on. The drivetrain of Figure 3.6 shows the rotor attached to a main shaft driving the generator through the gearbox. Within this essentially conventional architecture of multi-stage gearbox and high-speed generator, there are many significant variations in structural support, in rotor bearing systems, and in general layout. For example, a distinctive layout, and they show that in Figure 3.7, has been developed by Ahlstrom, which separates the functions of rotor support and torque transmission to the gearbox and generator. This offers a comfortable environment for the gearbox, resulting in predictable loading and dampening of transients due to its intrinsic flexibility. Among the more innovative of a large variety of bearing, are you following this? Arrangements is the large single front bearing arrangement adapted by Vestas in the V93 megawatt design figured and shown in Figure 3A. This contributes to a very compact and lightweight nacelle system. All right, and then it shows the Vestas V90 nacelle layout. And so you've got this counterbalanced thing up there on the top of these huge towers, all right? And it's just a maintenance nightmare waiting for work, for service, all right? And they all come with these maintenance contracts. And, of course, you have to go from wind tower to wind tower, from turbine to turbine, which means that there's going to be property rights issues because you're going to have access easements along the route here from hilltop to hilltop. You're going to have property issues where you keep acquiring more and more. There's hundreds of thousands being built. You're going to have to acquire more and more ground for these, lease more and more ground or buy or purchase more and more ground for these things to sit on. Right? And from the standpoint of terrorism, you've got, you know, it's a target-rich field. Hundreds of thousands of wind turbines. Somebody gets a bee in their bonnet against windmills. You know, you get a Don Quixote and his little pal Sanchez or whatever his name was. Sancho Panza, isn't that? The little Panza rides with him on the donkey. Don Quixote. Don Quixote, the Democrats' model of electrical generation. That's it. Is a real problem, all right? Very difficult to secure in this modern world. Well, that's that. There's certainly a lot more we could discuss on wind turbines, but let's go back over here and get back into the recently closed tabs box and get on to this one, which I thought was rather unusual. Sad and sorry testimony to have to give you. All right, but gay, bisexual, and lesbian adolescents, that'd be queer kids, homosexuals. Gay, bisexual, and lesbian are three ways of saying a simple thing, which is known as homosexuality, which has for many, many, many years been considered basically a crime against nature, all right? But in the post-60s generation, we get involved with gay, bisexual, lesbian adolescents more likely to be punished, a study shows. Elizabeth Lopato, writing for Bloomberg, December the 5th, bisexual, gay, and lesbian youth are more likely than their straight peers to be punished by their school or the criminal justice system for the same transgressions. I don't know how they came to that conclusion. But if they're weak in the morals basket, they may be weak in their ethical basket, and, well, it may be that they get into more trouble. I don't know. In an analysis of the National Longitudinal Study of Adolescent Health, how do you like that? The National Longitudinal Study, what are we doing, surveying here? Teenagers attracted to people of the same sex were 41% more likely to be expelled from school. Well, that follows. And 42% were more likely to be convicted of a crime as an adult. Just not exactly getting the right upbringing at home. The Bible teaches if you raise a child properly, you know, in the way that they go, that you'll have less problem as an adult. And apparently that part of the system has malfunctioned. And it's not the young people's fault. You can lay it right on their parents, right on their teachers, right on their pastors, their preachers. Well, they don't have pastors and preachers. If they did, they wouldn't be advancing this way. Probably not. Anyway, the study highlights the extent of bias and intimidation experienced by non-heterosexual teens. Non-heterosexual. Said the study author, Catherine Himmelstein. I should say Catherine Himmelstein. Some suicides of gay teenagers, including that of the Rutgers University student, blah, 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 jumped off the bridge. It's not just kids who are bullying. Adults are stacking the deck. Maybe if the adults stacked the deck properly when they were young, got them off to a moral upbringing, they wouldn't have this problem now, said Himmelstein, who is now a high school teacher in New York. The paper was completed when she was an undergraduate at Yale University, and blah, blah, blah. The differences weren't explained by greater participation by gay and lesbian teenagers in illegal behaviors or actions that violated rules, the paper found. Oh, no, 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 no. They're not involved in illegal behaviors or actions that violated rules, not at all. They just don't understand basic physiology. The research also found that gay and lesbian teenagers, I mean, to even have to have a conversation like this. Unbelievable. Somebody, please, beam me up. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8255. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so the article continues along, and it talks about gender discrimination laws and losing funding for failures of this and failures of that. And the U.S. Department of Education is all over this issue, and these are the very ones that are advancing it, you know? Acceptance of gay and lesbians in the military in the U.S., don't ask, don't tell policy still sparks controversy, blah, 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 blah. Institutions need to design policies for treating all youth fairly and equally. Blah, 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 blah. Suicide this, suicide that. Wow, I'm telling you. Talk about creating the best enemy the money can buy. They're working on it with this one. Anyway, let's go down a little bit further here and let's find out what Benjamin Bernanke had to say. And by the way, welcome back to our Monday, December the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast. And if you missed the first hour, well, shame on you. Come to class on time. We're here for 2 hours a day on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Ready to please. Bernanke says the Fed may take more action to curb joblessness. Joshua Zumbrun, writing for Bloomberg New News, Fed Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke, the Bernanke, said the economy is barely expanding at a sustainable pace. Now, it's barely expanding at a sustainable pace. You got to throw that word sustainable in there, okay? And what is sustainable? It's propping up. It's shoring up something that on its own weight and on its own merit would collapse. And that's what we're doing. We have a kind of an economy here that cannot be sustained because there's no amount of money we can throw at this problem. It's a failed economic model, and it has got to change. And that, it's possible, the Fed may expand bond purchases beyond the $600 billion announced last month to spur growth. And, of course, everybody plunged into the gold and silver market because they're saying, oh, God, he's going to do it again. But we all knew that here. I just don't tell you that on the evening news. Quote, we're not very far from the level where the economy is not self-sustaining. That's the problem when you start believing this self-sustaining nonsense. Self-reliance, something we can do. Being productive, that's something we hope we could have a chance to do again. But no, the economy is not self-sustaining. It always has to be shored up and propped up. You're using a fiat monetary system. You're not backed by gold or silver coin. You don't have honest weights or measures. Of course it's going to fail. Anyway, the Bernanke said in the interview on the broadcast yesterday by the CBS Corporation's The 60-Minute Program, he said, quote, it's very close to the border. What are you talking about? We're not very far from the level where the economy is not self-sustaining. It's very close to the border. The border. That's the self-sustaining border. It takes about 2.5% growth just to keep the unemployment stable, and that's about what we're getting. 2.5% growth. Of course, China's knocking them down at 8% and 9%. India's going to do better than that. But the U.S. of A., the good old U.S. of A., Uncle Suck, that gives our money to everyone on the planet, we're slepping along here at about 2.5% growth, if you can believe the numbers, which I don't. Bernanke, the Bernanke, in a rare appearance on a nationally broadcast news program, defended the Fed's efforts to prop up the recovery so weak that only 39,000 jobs were created in November. Now, that's not really very fair, the author taking a pot shot at the lowest numbers of the year, but there's truth in it. An economy, a recovery so weak that only 39,000 jobs were created in November. We don't know that's the truth. That's just the number. The unemployment rate last month rose to 9.8%, so we have a 2.5% increase in the economy growth, and we have a 9.8% increase in unemployment. Something doesn't add up. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So, of course, you know, the best approach for Benjamin Bernanke would just be to visit with his family in Israel for the holidays, but instead he's on CBS causing mayhem in the marketplace, where he says that 3 days after the interview here was taped, Republican lawmakers have said the Fed's policy of quote-unquote quantitative easing may do little to help unemployment and may fuel inflation. Here's a quote. At the rate we're going, it could be 4 or 5 years before we're back to a more normal unemployment rate of about 5% to 6%, Bernanke said. What the hell's normal about unemployment anyway? Why can't we have full employment? As long as you're shooting for unemployment, you're likely to have plenty of it and more so. The purchase of more bonds than planned is, quote-unquote, certainly possible, said Bernanke, 56 years old. Quote, it depends on the efficacy of the program and the outlook for inflation and the economy. Buying more bonds, that's what they're doing. They're buying these bonds, these treasuries, all right? The 10 years, the 2 years, and the 30 years, the 10 year this morning at 2.96, 2.96. Again, continuing, treasuries rose, pushing yields down from a 4-month high after the remarks were published. with yields on the 10-year notes falling 7 basis points to 2.94, and they bumped up a little bit at 9:11 a.m. in London. According to BG Cantor Market Data, I don't know if they're related to Eric Cantor, he's the shill for the Zionist cartel in America, the dollar advanced 0.8% to $1.33 per euro. The Fed's decision to undertake new bond purchases sparked a political backlash in Washington. The program, known as quantitative easing, has been criticized by officials in countries from, well, Lesotho to Germany. I threw that in. Policymakers in emerging markets expressed concern it would drive down the dollar and cause a surge of capital abroad that created asset price bubbles. So as people lose confidence in the confidence scheme, the full faith and credit of the U.S. dollar, this confidence scheme of the Feds, they take their money elsewhere. Some people wise enough to put it into gold and silver and platinum and palladium and rhodium. Others invested in Togo and Lesotho and windmills and solar panels. Bernanke, is defending his decisions to a mass American audience. Kind of do this in wartime, too. You know, the guy with the little toothbrush mustache comes out and tells you, not worry. Jung! He's not giving way to criticism, whether it's domestic or international. In other words, he's not listening to sound advice. Adding, quote, it's another reminder that the dollar is a side effect of quantitative easing and not a top factor in the Fed's view. The dollar. The dollar is just a side effect of quantitative easing. Isn't that an interesting phrase? It's another reminder that the dollar is a side effect of quantitative easing. Wow. Illuminating there, Benjamin. China's criticism? Bernanke, in the interview, reiterated U.S. complaints that China's policy of limiting gains in its exchange rate is hurting the U.S. economy. That's the yuan. The renminbi. Quote, keeping the Chinese currency too low is bad for the American economy, because it hurts our trade, close quote. Mind your own financial policy, Benjamin. Chinese manage theirs. Anyway, the chairman said in excerpts of the interview posted on the CBS News website, quote, it's bad for other emerging market economies. It's bad for China because, among other things, it means China can't have its own independent monetary policy. Is there anyone on the planet with an independent monetary policy? Is it? I don't know. I really don't. Okay, we've got a caller online, but it looks to me like it's the same caller that likes to hang on. And please do forgive me, caller, if you wanted to come on air. Looks like the same number that's just listening. So we'll just keep on going. All right. Key policymakers in Asia are on edge. Well, they're on edge. All right. Anyway, I think that's enough of that. We all get an understanding that the news basket is a piece of crap today. Let's go into something a little bit more illuminating. I want to share with you some reading. Enjoying a very good book. This book was brought to my attention by 10K Puddles in the 10,000 Lakes in the chat room. He knows I'm excited about legal positivism and study it all the time. But this book is very revealing. I'm enjoying it tremendously. Hopefully, maybe we might be able to get this author on the air with us. It'd be fantastic. This book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence by Anthony J. Seebach, Cambridge Studies in Philosophy and Law. Rather interesting. When we look at legal positivism and look at it in a comparison, of course, you know, we've always called this the home of philosophical radicalism, and we look back to John Austin and Jeremy Bentham as the founders, really, the philosophical radicals of England. All right, they're the ones that were busy codifying the common law and held Blackstone's commentaries in nothing but disdain and mirth, okay? And there, Jeremy Bentham, he's the guy that came up with this idea of the panopticon, you know? Very interesting. Of course, they were tagged in with John Stuart Mill and James Mill as well. And John Stuart Mill, of course, was a disciple of Henry St. Simon and an associate of Auguste Comte. And so this positivist worldview began to emerge, and it was out of this positive world view that we got communism. And they hired Friedrich Engels and Karl Mordecai Marx to write the Communist Manifesto and other things. So we have to understand there's a distinction, and this author draws it very well, about between classical positivism and the classical common law theory and the variant that occurred here in this country, American legal positivism, not quite the same as Bentham and Austin. But anyway, let's begin right here. And I would like you to pay attention for a few minutes. And we'll see whether or not any of this has held over in law today, or whether or not this foundation is what gives us this corrupt system of law we're dealing with. Classical positivism, the author begins with here on page 30 of the book, classical positivism developed in reaction to classical common law theory. We've talked about the common law and the natural law, the laws of nature, nature's God, and all that. We talked about stare decisis. We went through legal research and writing by Dubois. We went through the great, book and the massive tome on business law, etc. And we've just done a lot of talk about law. But again, classical positivism developed in reaction to classical common law theory. This is the Hegelian dialectic. It's the dialectic in general. It needn't be centered on Hegel, although Hegel figures in this time period. William Friedrich. If we look at Bentham and Austin's arguments against Blackstone, it's very important, Blackstone's commentaries. It's pretty well the foundation, the fundamental principle of American jurisprudence up until this time. But if we look at Bentham and Austin's argument against Blackstone, we see that they focused on three features described previously and proposed a set of principles that would replace them. Get into those three principles and get it firmly fixed in our head as we move forward in the study of legal positivism. Be right back.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, we're taking a look at the three principles, the first principles of classical positivism, developed in a reaction to classical common law theory by Jeremy Bentham and John Austin. All right, back in the 1800s, here, rolling up on the American Civil War, trying to figure out some of this stuff. The first principle, they proposed a set of principles that would replace them. The following represents a general description of the principles proposed by Bentham and Austin. This list is not likely to be precise or exhaustive, but it should give us a starting point, and it is compiled from H.L.A. Hart's discussion of classical positivism, as well as from other sources. And it was curious, I came across H.L.A. Hart the first time when I was reading Salmond on Jurisprudence, and I found that he was, you know, a major contributor to the later editions of Salmond on Jurisprudence, which, you know, is a story for another day. But the first principle was the separability thesis. What's this? The separability thesis. And that is that there is no necessary connection between law and morals. Curious, don't you think? You know, one time we looked at the Ten Commandments as being the beginning and the end of all law. I mean, you couldn't find anything more succinctly stated than they. Of course, the Hebrew boys couldn't help themselves, and they went on and they created 600 and some odd number, and nobody could remember them all anyway. But that's what happens once you allow the legal minds to get involved in things. But this first principle is a separability thesis. There is no necessary connection between law and morals. Does it explain anything that's happening today? And this revelation I've been trying to unravel, you know, for years and come to a greater understanding. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. You know, in a war, we always list the aggressor first, you know. So obviously here in the Revelation, the all-out war raging between legal positivism is the aggressor between a legal positivism and the natural law. Natural law is what's being attacked here. The laws of nature and nature's God. That's where you get your unalienable rights. Rights. Jeremy Bentham, attacked Blackstone's use of the natural law to explain the authority of common law. The appeal to natural law was not only an appeal to an unprovable chimera, but it also allowed each law applier to inject his or her own morality into the law. It's another valid argument there, wouldn't you think? What do you have in your moral basket this morning? What is in the moral basket of those followers of Aleister Crowley who believe that do as thou wilt, for it is the whole of the law? You see how this decays, it escalates. But again, the appeal to the natural law was only an appeal to an unprovable chimera. But it also allowed each law applier to inject his or her own morality into the law. So by the time Blackstone got around to things, and Sir Edward Coke before him and Littleton before him, they'd kind of muddied up the natural law of Hugo Grotius and others earlier. They made it overly complex and started dragging in stare decisis and all the rest of this stuff. I like to keep it real simple. So does Andrew J. Galambos, where we can begin in some understanding of the natural law this way, with property being the foundation of all freedom, that a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property. And that freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. If you can start simply and keep the legal beagles out of it, the American Bankers Association, the American Bar Association, legislative bill drafting agencies in all the several states and in the United States, FedGov, keep all these administrative agencies out here, stop financing and funding all of these think tanks that come up with these crazy and hairball schemes to affect population reduction by making more young people turn to abnormal sexual behavior. Instead of coming together, you know, finding a helpmeet and starting a family, everybody just seems to be playing with each other in the bathroom. Not entirely bright. Anyway, so there's a separability thesis. Continuing, Bentham wrote this: when a man disapproves of moral a mode of conduct considered independently of any actual system of jurisprudence, he says there is a law of nature against it. This is also a rejection of customs, tongues, tribes, creeds, and traditions. Not all people are the same. There is no real equality. Or ought there be. The people in Togo have their life and their lifestyles based upon their ancestral past. The people in Lesotho and Togo are different from the people in Darfur or Abu Dhabi or wherever. And each people live their way according to their own customs, their tongue, their tribe, their creed, and their tradition. And they're content to do so. Just as we like to walk around with rodeo buckles on our belts and play with our balls in America. But again, when a man disapproves of a mode of conduct considered independently of any system of jurisprudence, he says there is a law of nature against it. Of course, you read Webster's, Noah Webster's 1828 and look up pederasty. You won't find pedophilia in the book, by the way, but you will find pederasty. And you will find homosexuality. You won't find gay, lesbian, transgender, or any of the rest of the stuff. It's just, that's all new. That's post-1960s psychology. But if he can't tell you why he disapproves of it, he begins talking about rules of right, a fitness of things, a moral sense, or some other imaginary standard, which howsoever varied in description, is from first to last nothing but his own private opinion in disguise. Now, Jeremy Bentham is not a dumb man. Neither was John Austin. It was James Mill or John Stuart Mill. They're all quite intelligent individuals, but they started something new. They began this movement, this philosophically radical classical positivism is what they called the positivists. But it's interesting here, again, because if he can't tell you why he disapproves it, he gets off from into his own private opinion. And as we say on the broadcast here, opinions are very much like elbows. They're easily bent to suit whatever purpose or need is at hand. And private opinion, in my private opinion, has little place in law. Private opinion. As we say, my rights end where your rights begin. I might have my own private interpretation of things, but they needn't impact you. I would hope not. And we just throw it all out here for discussion. Thus, as Postema pointed out, for Bentham, that would be Jeremy Bentham, law could serve its primary task only if its authority could be established without a recourse to moral, historical, or theological sources. And so we're just going to rip out at the roots 2,000 years of development, if you will say so. We could be so kind as call what the mess we've made for ourselves development. but we'll just rip it out at the roots and without any recourse to moral, historical, or theological sources, we'll just go ahead and begin to write law. Wow, rather novel concept. Classical positivism continues after these words from our sponsor.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, you do. You certainly jump in the chat room if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, folks. It's becomevocallocal.com, and you can find all of our archives at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Yes, indeed. Continuing along, looking into the first principle of the 3 primary principles of classical legal positivism, can you imagine such a thing being on the radio? Well, Anthony Seebach, writing here in his book, Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence, continues, where he says again, thus, as Postema pointed out, for Bentham, law could serve its primary task only if its authority could be established without recourse to moral, historical, or theological sources. He wasn't alone. He had lots of followers over there in the jolly old England and France as well. Similarly, John Austin stressed that jurisprudence does not involve any ethical evaluation of positive law. Here's his quote. The science of jurisprudence is concerned with positive laws, or with laws strictly so called, as considered without regard to their goodness or their badness, close quote. This is what we have the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security and hate crimes and hate speech and renditions and the Patriot Act. We don't worry about that nasty thing about goodness or badness or moral or historical or theological sources. Hell no, we just write laws. The positivist worldview. For Austin, the quote-unquote goodness of a law was a function of relative, not absolute value. Does that sound familiar? Anyone remember the quote from Auguste Comte, the founder of positivism, truly? The man who coined the term and set it all up, his system of positive philosophy, his fit system of positive philosophy, and ultimately his positive religion, the catechism thereof, the universal religion for humanity, where Auguste Comte is known for having said this, there are no absolutes. Everything is relative. And for Austin, the goodness of a law was a function of relative, not absolute value. There are no absolute values. It's all relative, man. Unfortunately, it's not my relatives, it's always someone else's. Because a law's value could be judged by a variety of standards. Right? So the first principle, again, is the separability thesis, that there is no necessary connection between law and morals. The second principle was the command theory of law. You've heard me say it in the past. As a simple and easy to remember definition of legal positivism, whatever the prince says has the full force and effect of law. Whatever the prince says. But of course, as you know from other sources, Juris Civilis elsewhere, that a law that cannot be enforced will not be enforced, and a law that cannot be enforced is no law at all. So you can have an executive order. You could write it all up, boy, and stamp it and sign it and seal it and enter it in the record. But unless somebody is actually willing to obey it, it just sits there like the useless blabbering of an Indonesian usurper. The second principle, again, was the command theory of law, that law was an expression, now this is important, human will. The law was an expression of human will. And when we get back into studying human nature and its remaking by William Ernest Hawking, we'll talk a little bit more about the will to power. Remember the idea or the concept, not my will, but thy will be done. The second principle was the command theory of law, that law was an expression of human will, of the free will, right? Bentham criticized classical common law theory for proposing norms so vague, quote, the law is to be extracted by every man who can fancy that he is able, by each man perhaps a different law, close quote. He was looking at some very real things back in the 1850s. He's looking at the writings of Sir Edward Coke and Blackstone's commentaries. He was looking at the common law of England at the time. It was fraught with landmines for a long time. It had gotten just exactly this, an expression of human will. But again, the second principle was the command theory of law. According to classical positivism, law consisted of general propositions, not principles. People who are willing to compromise their principles for a relationship are soon to be, you know, running aground somewhere. And that's important. But law consisted of general propositions, not principles. So it doesn't go back to thou shalt not, and then run the list, Ten Commandments. It doesn't start there. It's just propositions. They even call it that in legislation. Bentham believed that a law must be reducible to a command. we've all heard of that chain of command that is used by the police officers when they do a roadside interview. It's the use of force continuum, by the way. Bentham believed that a law must be reducible to a command that one person might give another. A command must have a positive form. And here's a quote from Bentham. A law must be conceived mostly in general and always in determinate words, expressive of the will of some person or persons to whom, on the occasion, and in relation to the subject in question, whether by habit or express engagement, the members of the community to which it is addressed are disposed to pay obedience. Disposed to pay. Expressive of the will of some person or persons to whom the members of the community are disposed to pay obedience. Who are you disposed to pay obedience to in your community? The Child Protective Services, perhaps? The Health Department, maybe? Having a little bit of trouble with the Federal Food and Drug Administration, the FDA? Maybe you're having a little question about whether you should have whole milk and make cheeses from it and things like that? Whether you should be able to raise spinach on your own property and wash it and bag it and sell it to people to come to your farm? In contrast, Austin was not as sure as Bentham that a law had to be reducible to a verbal form. Oh, no, we don't have to get it down to the point where anybody can say it. We'll just write all this crap and no one can speak it, right? Austin was not as sure as Bentham that a law had to be reducible to a verbal form. So you can have hate speech or thought crimes. Were you thinking that? What's on your mind this morning? I can tell. We have our scanner. Your eyes are darting back and forth. Why are you licking your lips? What do you have on your mind? Tase him, bro. He's a terrorist. He recognized that some intelligible commands could be merely expressive. A command is distinguished from other significations of desire. Don't let this just flow in one ear and out the other. It has influenced so many, many, many people. It's influenced our entire legal system. You don't recognize it because you don't know what classical positivism is. But we're rapidly coming up to speed. A command is distinguishable from other significations of desire, not by the style in which the desire is signified, but by the power and purpose of the party commanding to inflict an evil or a pain in the case that the desire is disregarded. Tase me, bro. An evil or a pain. Do as I will or else. What distinguished some authoritative commands is law, Austin believed, was that legal commands are not only accompanied by sanctions, but are general. In other words, directed toward a class of the public. Y'all come here now. Y'all come. Directed toward a class of the public. The third principle was the sources thesis, that every valid legal norm was promulgated by the legal system's sovereign, and that the norm's authority could be traced to that sovereign, the source's thesis. What is the source? You know, they talk about subject matter, jurisdiction, they talk about venue. What is the source of this idea? Every valid legal norm promulgated by the legal system's sovereign, and that the norm's authority could be traced to that sovereign. What happens when we get involved with administrative law under the Administrative Procedures Act? And every agency has a sovereign, and beneath him another sovereign, and a czar, and another czar, and a lesser czar.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Gods, who put the orange juice in my orange juice? The third principle was the source's thesis. Again, that every valid legal norm was promulgated by the legal system sovereign. That could be your judge, too. That could be your Sonia Sotomayor, your Elena Kagan. And that the norm's authority could be traced to that sovereign. And in the agency world that we live in today, it could be anybody. According to Bentham, the authenticity of a law is a question exterior to and independent of that of its content. It can be authentic. Who gives a crap what's in it, right? We don't bother to read this legislation anyway. You won't know what's in it till we pass it. And one, therefore, had to know by whom and in what manner a norm was promulgated in order to determine its status as laws. It was so simple when you could just turn to the Bible. Oh, a little bit, anyway. You turn there too often. But furthermore, Bentham argued valid laws possessed a very specific pedigree. They were promulgated by the legal system's sovereign. So who is the legal system's sovereign anyway? That be the Supreme Court? Is it your county court? Is it the appellate courts, plural? Who is the legal system sovereign? Who buys the judges? Who pays the judges? Does FedGov pay? Is your county judge, elected as he is, or he or she, elected as they are they on the employment of the federal government? Possibly. But who is that legal system's sovereign? Monsanto? Syngenta? British Petroleum? Bentham was convinced that every legal system had a sovereign, including democracies, pay attention, where the sovereign was the entire citizenry. See why we want to have a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, where we have individual sovereignty as opposed to collective sovereignty, where in a democracy, as Jeremy Bentham in 1850 rightly said, where the sovereign was the entire citizenry. The whole damn pack of wolves is deciding whether or not we should eat sheep on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The sovereign was the one supreme, absolute, and unlimited legislative power that every legal system necessarily possessed. That one supreme, that would be the Supreme Court, perhaps. Absolute. Why, there's no appeal from the Supreme Court, is there? Unless you take it to the hog. And unlimited legislative power. Curious, I thought legislature was something that Congress did. Of course, that's not the case. Because we'll never know what's in any of these laws until the court tells us what's in the law. It's all a crapshoot until it gets to court, and who's got the money to pay for that, right? Not me. But until the court rules on it and determines the will of the sovereign, none can know the content. And so in that case, and in that respect, Nancy Pelosi was right. She'll never know what's in this law until we pass it. What she failed to say is, until we pass it, and then the comma and, or the comma but, the but clause, got to get the but clause in there, but, the comma and, the Supreme Court rules on it. Continuing. Again, according to Austin, the sovereign was identifiable by two characteristics. Habitual obedience from the bulk of the population. Habitual obedience. Obedience is habit forming in the serfdom that we live in today. Habitual obedience from the bulk of the population and habitual noncompliance with the commands of any other human superior. Habitual noncompliance with the commands of any other human superior. None can rule over the sovereign. Habitual noncompliance. So the Congress has those things that they pass for the little people, the stinky tourists that come in the summertime and not really stay outside. And then they have a standard set for themselves. The absolute sovereign establishes things that we ought and ought not do with our financial situation. But that same sovereign never looks above at Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, the Federal Reserve, the Benjamin Bernanke, and the multitude of independent banks that operate foreignly within our sovereign territories in all of the various several states. Wow, what a thought. The key point for Austin, as for Bentham, was to discover the unique source of legal norms in a given legal system. I'll say that again. The key point for Austin, as for Bentham, was to discover the unique source of legal norms in a given legal system. Part of the challenge that we are faced with is trying to discern these pesky issues like venue, jurisdiction, subject matter jurisdiction, authorities of all manner and sundry kind. And we have no guideposts because there are no absolutes. It's this moral relativism, social Darwinism, that came creeping along out of England and Europe 160 years ago. The codification of the laws of our motherland, Scotland and England and Wales and Ireland and France and Spain and Germany and Denmark, and all the people in the chat room, by the way. Is it any wonder why we're confused people? What a confused lot we've become. Is it any wonder that we have become a glass house people? None with the courage to pick up a stone and cast it first, because none is without some kind of blame and guilt in their life. Nobody knows who they are. And no one knows whose they are. And it isn't by happenstance. It's by prior planning, in some great measure, by those that would have it so. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, where language becomes simply a game, and words within that game are no more than symbols, only to be understood by those who have the meta language, the language about a language. And we'll have to treat again on logical positivism to get a window into that. But the positivist worldview is something we need to be very aware of. We can talk about communism, collectivism, socialism, capitalism, and all of the plethora of isms. But there is a worldview that was laid out by Auguste Comte in the early 1800s, and Henry St. Simon, his mentor, that is operative and conditioned upon the entire planet today. And the thumbnail sketch is that the entire planet, the New World Order, would be ruled over by an appointed dictator. That dictator would be appointed by the captains of finance and industry. That dictator would be supported in all that he does by a cadre of super social scientists. The bank would become the temple. And that woman would be our goddess. And this has become very much the case of what is the New World Order today. And it was written about by Auguste Comte in his system of positive philosophy and his system of positive policy. Well, that's enough for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.